Don, welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
I'm better than you. I've been up for hours now, and you've probably been up for not that long since it's 4 o'clock in the morning on
I've
Tuesday.
been up for minutes now. And I
Oh, you've
feel
been up
great.
for minutes. I don't know how you do that, but I'm impressed.
Yeah, well, today pushed me a little bit because I got back from Canberra to Perth last night at about 12 o'clock at night, which was 2 o'clock in the morning Canberra time because of the time difference. Checked into
Oh.
the hotel, and there were workers outside my door fixing some sort of air conditioning duct. I had to send them away. Tell them to come back tomorrow.
Oh
And
my goodness.
got about 2 hours of sleep, and then my alarm went off, and it just kept going, and I was ignoring it for a while. But about 2 minutes ago, I realized that I've got to talk to Lisa. I got up,
Oh.
and now I'm
Well,
feeling good.
get up, do some jumping jacks, get in the game. You can go back to sleep. We'll let you go back to sleep. So
I
it's all good.
appreciate that because that's exactly what I'm going to do after I talk to you. But I do have some really exciting things to share with you.
Oh, do share.
It's no coincidence that we're talking more about the nutrition aspect of the Gabriel Method. We talked about the emotional component, how stress, mental and emotional stress, can activate your fat programs, and that really is the most important part of the Gabriel Method, is dealing with mental and emotional stress. But now we've talked about that. Now we're talking about more than nutritional and the physical stresses that can activate the fat programs. And since we're talking about that, I just want to share with you some really exciting news. I had seminars last week in Canberra and Sydney, and I made my now world famous incredible chocolate brownies for all the kids. I do a kids session in the afternoon. I made chocolate brownies and chocolate milkshakes for the kids. And I got to tell you, they were the best brownies I have ever had in my life. I am not kidding. I ate about 10 of them yesterday in the morning for breakfast. And the reason I can do
Oh.
that is there's no sugar, there's no wheats. They're loaded with nutrition. It's got protein, the omega-3s, and live food. Remember I said there's three components that you need: protein, omega-3, and live food for every meal. These brownies were made out of eggs, which is pure protein, or which has a lot of protein, protein powder, ricotta cheese, organic cocoa,
Oh.
some walnuts, and some chia seeds, which are loaded with omega-3s, and a little bit of xylitol, which I recommend as a sweetener. I think it's an excellent sweetener. It's a natural sweetener. I do not recommend artificial sweeteners. This is a natural sweetener. Artificial sweeteners can activate the fat programs because they've got a chemical in it that actually goes into your brain and actually, like a switch, turns on the fat program. It's not, I don't know if we talked about that last week, I don't remember, but it's not just artificial sweeteners that do it, it's also MSG. Did we mention this
Right.
last week?
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit, and I know I was talking about that because even when people who drink Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi, they gain weight from drinking that.
Right. The reason they gain weight, okay, yeah, it's zero calories, but it makes your body want to be fatter because it activates the fat program. So you're going to get those calories somewhere else, and it's going to slow down your metabolism. But anyway, xylitol doesn't do that. And so these brownies were absolutely to die for. I figured out also the perfect way to cook them is you cook them for just about 12 minutes. And so that what happens is a little bit hard on the outside, but still liquid on the inside. And then you leave them for a couple hours or even overnight. And that liquid gets just a little bit firmer, and it becomes just really moist and delicious. And they were just incredible. And then the other thing we had that happened last week is we perfected Gabriel Method Chocolate Bar, which is a protein bar, which is made, it only has four ingredients. You know how sometimes, have you ever had a
Yeah.
protein bar or like a health bar?
Yeah.
When you go to the so-called health bar, when you go to your health food store and you get like a chocolate protein bar. Have you ever done that?
Yeah, and I couldn't even tell you there's 30 things in there and I don't even know how to pronounce any
That's
of
my
them.
point. That's exactly my point. You read the ingredients, and it looks like a list of foods, chemicals you have never heard of, and it tastes like, usually they taste like, if you were to sweep the floor of a chemical laboratory, take all that dust and wrap it in chewing gum, and put some
Oh.
chocolate around it, that's what they usually taste like. These are, what we created, and I'm really proud, as I don't mind saying, is a chocolate bar. It's got four ingredients. It's got protein powder. It's got organic fair trade cold pressed cocoa. It's got xylitol, and it's got chia seeds. So it's got the
Oh.
omega-3s. So it's basically, and those are the only ingredients. No
It's
emulsifiers. No
perfect.
stabilizers. Nothing. And it tastes exactly like a Nestle's Crunch Bar. You know how the chia seeds are a little bit crunchy, like the little rice crisps in the Nestle's Crunch Bars?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And me and the person who developed it both said the same thing. It tastes like that bar he was about to say. When I was a kid, I said, yeah, the Nestle's Crunch Bar, because that's exactly what it tastes like. Which
okay,
used to be
because
my favorite.
You know, we were talking about the brownies last week on air, and you were talking about them, and you said you're going to work on them and make them a little bit more, and obviously you've done that. And I will tell you, I was bombarded with emails for people wanting your recipe for the brownies, and I'm like, I have no idea. I don't know what it is. So you're going to have to write these down somewhere. We talk about your website. We're going to go to a break, but we talk about your website, GabrielMethod.com, and I think it's really important that everybody go over there and say you don't even want to lose weight. This is just about making healthy choices and about nutrition and about staying healthy. Maybe you don't have a lot of weight to lose, but still, go over there, check it out. You have your forums that are open, and I was over on the forums, and it is absolutely, at, what did you say, 50 to 60,000 people. It's an incredible portal of information for everything to be healthy. People have experienced what you're experiencing and really having to figure it out, and it just takes all the guesswork out of it. You have a whole system set up. You have a whole team over there of people, 50 or 60,000 people around the world. I think that's really important for people to understand. So we're going to take a break. John, we're going to be right back with you, so don't go anywhere. John Gabriel, the author of The Gabriel Method, here talking about his book, The Gabriel Method, which definitely, if you have not gotten this book, absolutely go out and get it for yourself. It's the best $15 you're ever going to spend. This is Lisa J.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries. All day long, we're devoted to your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being. With your direct connect to the stars, Lisa J. Smith, The Dr. Pat Show, Liz Souza, Barbara Mackey, Glynis McCants, The Wake-Up Call with L. Newman and Tom Force. Let us know how we're doing. 248-545-7685. Log on. NewSkyRadio.com. 24 hours a day. Your spiritual well-being is our concern. Awaken the extraordinary. Live the life you've imagined. Look up to the sky. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com. New horizons, no boundaries.
Was a man back in 95 whose heart ran out of summers, but before he died, I asked him, wait, what's the sense in life? Come over me, come over me. He said, son, why you gotta sing that tune? Catch a Dylan song or some eclipse of the moon. Let an angel swing and make you swoon. Then you will see. You will see. Then he said, here's a riddle for you. Find the answer. There's a reason for the world. You and I. you and I.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries. On the air now is The Lisa J. Smith Show. Call now. 248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
All right, it's Lisa J. And my guest is John Gabriel, author of The Gabriel Method, Losing Weight Without Dieting and Getting Your Body to Want to Be Thin. I love that, that your body wants to be thin. What does that mean, John?
Well, what it means is that your body, there's specific reasons why your body would want to hold on to weight, and they're based on survival programs that we have, that we inherited from our ancestors to protect us from famines. And so if you were in a famine, your body would activate this fat program and turn it on, and it'll actually want to be fatter because it's trying to protect you. Now, we don't have famines today, but there's lots of other types of stresses that our bodies, that trick our bodies into activating these fat programs. And so our body is actually using fat as a form of protection. When you address those stresses, whether they're physical, mental, or emotional, your fat programs get turned off, and your body no longer wants to be fat anymore. It's no longer being tricked into activating this ancient survival program, and it then wants to be thinner. When that happens, all kinds of incredibly magical things happen. For example, you're just not as hungry. Your metabolism speeds up. You become like those naturally thin people. You know, those people that we all can't stand, you know, they can order whatever they want, eat whatever they want, and stay thin. That's what happens. You become like a naturally thin person. So you might order a pizza or ice cream or something like that and just have a couple of bites of it, and then you're full. Whereas when these fat programs are on, you're hungry all the time, your metabolism slows down, you crave fattening foods, and your body loses the ability to burn fat. And you just kind of get into this sort of stage where you're in this fat storage mode, and people always say, oh, I'm sabotaging myself, or I don't have this willpower. I have nothing to do with it, absolutely nothing. And when you understand this and are able to turn the fat programs off, then you automatically lose weight without willpower, without dieting, without it being a program. And then once it's over, once you've lost the weight, there's no problem with maintaining it because there was no program there was no diet you were on in the first place. It naturally, you're simply craving healthier foods. You have more energy to exercise. You're nourishing your body. You're nourishing your mind. You're nourishing your soul. You're learning how to deal with stress, and you're turning off, addressing all of the different stresses, whether they're physical, mental, or emotional, that could activate those fat programs, and you're getting your body to work with you. It becomes a very natural and organic process.
I have a question for you. Once you turn off your, I mean, you've lost 220 pounds or more. I mean, and if you have not seen John's pictures, you just go to GabrielMethod.com and you'll see at the bottom. I mean, you weighed 409 pounds and you went down to 184 pounds. And as I always get emails, John's abs are awesome. You know, it's not like, I mean, you're like tight. You don't have like the skin hanging. I mean, from 409 pounds to 184 pounds is tremendous.
Yeah.
And so are you ever worried? And this is something that, I was thinking about. When you turn off your fat programs, these fat switches, are you afraid that they're ever going to come back on, or when they're gone, they're gone?
Well, Lisa,
or is it something you work at every day?
For me, it's been 6 years. And it's just never going to be, you know, there's never a time in 6 years ever that I think, oh, I shouldn't have that. Or, oh, I want this, but I'm not going to have it. Or any of those things. I mean, the issue is really gone. I'm a very different person. I react to stress differently. I know how to nourish my body properly. I do feel safe in a way that I have never, ever felt safe before. It's an inherent thing. It's an instinctive thing. It's not something I have to work at. Whereas before, when I was living in New York, there was a lot of really uncomfortable situations in my life that always made me feel uncomfortable and unsafe. All of that's gone. I feel a very strong connection with safety, and it's almost like if you would imagine like this infinite ocean of support, and you had this umbilical cord or this connection to it, and it was just always there, no matter where you were, no matter who you were talking to, no matter what you were doing. It was this support that was supporting you in every way and protecting you. and nourishing you and giving you everything you need, and you knew that and you saw that and you felt it in every and all life situations, you wouldn't have stress, or you wouldn't feel stress the same way. And let's face it, stress is really a protection mechanism that happens when we feel in some way unsafe. You know, we're worried that our boss is going to fire us. We feel stressed. Well, we feel stressed because we feel unsafe. If our boss fires us, we might lose our job. Someone's yelling at us, we feel unsafe. These are all situations that we feel stressed when we feel unsafe. But I at this point, just feel this inherent safety that doesn't ever go away because I'm always connected to it. And that happens a lot from the visualizations that I've done, meditation that I do. And it also, I hear a lot of people say very similar things from listening to the visualization CD that I have on a daily basis, because every night as you're going to sleep, you hear these words saying you are safe at every level and you feel safe and you feel that connection with safety. And so you're not the same person. You just aren't. So when I'm in situations that otherwise would make me feel stressed, I just don't feel that stress anymore. And so I'm not turning on my fad programs from some mental emotional stress that really was in my head anyway.
Right.
So I have to say I'm a very, very different person. And that's what I found with you know, there's a lady that travels with me in seminars. Her name is Helen. Who's lost about 120 pounds and had been dieting all her life and couldn't lose weight, or she'd get the yo-yo thing, and now it's just not an issue for her at all, period. And she was just saying to me the other day, as we were at the end of the seminar, I just can't believe how different my life is in every single way, how different I feel, how different my energy is, and emotionally how different she is, how just stable and certain she is, and she's just not rocked around by life anymore. And so really, more than anything, you're addressing not only the real issues of weight loss, but the real issues of life. And in a sense, weight, if you, after it's all said and done, was sort of a blessing in disguise, because it forced you to look at areas and look at aspects of your life that you otherwise wouldn't have looked at and address. And you're a much stronger person as a result of that, a much more centered, calmer, more excited and more impassioned person. Because you're following your heart, you're taking chances. You can take chances because you feel more safe, you're less stressed, you're much more nourished physically because you know how to nourish your body. So you become a very different person, and a very positive momentum develops in your life. And so, no, when I look back at where I was and where I am, I have to say that you're kind of talking to two different people. So I can't go and say, oh, I'm worried that this and this and this can, you know, is going to happen. Yes, we have these programs, but yes, I'm a different person at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, even when you look at your pictures, and really, go over to GabrielMethod.com and just look at the pictures. And Helen, is this Helen who's on your website?
Yeah. Helen, there's a video of Helen on one, I think.
Yeah. And I'm, like, looking at her right now, and you can, when I look at her, her before picture, her, I don't even want to say before, but her picture of how she was before, you can feel how she was covering up. Like, she wasn't really feeling alive. She almost looks like plastic. Like, she's not really there, but yet she's there. And then you look at the picture with you, with your arm around her, and it's really, she just looks soft, and she looks like she's just real. She just looks like she's present. And I think that's all that any of us really want to do, is just feel alive. And when you go through the Gabriel method, it's not so much that you're learning about eating healthy and but it's not a diet. I mean, I think people really need to understand that this is a whole new approach. It's a whole new way of living your life, and it's really making the decision to live rather than to feed yourself and to become numb. And that's what it feels like to me. And it's really like the book is alive. And I listen, I get tons of books sent to me. I have lots of different people on the shows all the time. And like your book is, and I feel this with certain people's books, that it's really interesting. Like you feel you in the book, if that makes any sense. Like you can feel that you're with us when we're reading this book and that you're really rooting for us and pulling for us because you really want it. You really get it and you want to share what you've learned with all of us. And why? Because it makes us, and I'm not putting words in your mouth, but it just feels like because you really just want people to live and to be healthy and to be happy. So we're going to take a break. When we get back, I want to talk about some forms of starvation from the book in chapter 13, because I know a lot of people really like it. And we've talked about starving for water. I think that's really important. And some other things in your book, the Gabriel Method. John Gabriel is my guest. Please don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back. Hey, if you want to call in, John, you probably would take some phone calls. 248-545.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah, I'd love that. We all learn from each other. So 248-545-7685. If you have questions for John, if you've been doing the book, if you've been on, have anything, any questions, definitely call us. This is Lisa J.
The I'm Thankful Network for inspiration, education, and collaboration. Show host and creator Sue Lundquist has the endless energy, compassion, and charisma to carry her mission. This mission of positive change and communication, while also creating a maintenance tool within a safe environment, providing a resource of knowledge through dynamic professionals in their receptive fields. Join Sue Lundquist, I'm Thankful Network, 12 to 1 Eastern, on the Sky, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. Leave. NewSkyRadio.com. Universe to yours. This is Psychic Radio.
We know you're listening.
Log on to psychiconair.com.
Your life
reimagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is the Lisa J. Smith Show. 248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
Oh, welcome back, rock stars. It's Lisa J. Smith, and my guest is John Gabriel, as it is every Monday at 4 o'clock Eastern. What a perfect time on All About Me Day, which is really all about you. It's a perfect day to have John on and for him to talk about making it really all about you for one time in your life. John is the author of The Gabriel Method, and if you want to check out more on John's website, please go over to GabrielMethod.com, and you'll find out so much about John. I mean, there's everything that you need to know about the Gabriel Method. He even lists great recipes on there. He has seminars, just a lot going on, and definitely you want to go over there and check it out. Again, here every Monday on the show. All these shows are podcasted, so if you want to go back, you want to listen to it, you want to call in, you want to ask John a question, 248-545-7685. We are going out of, excuse me, John's book, The Gabriel Method. So, John, talk to us, because we're now on chapter 13 of the book. Yeah. And I want to talk about chapter 13 and 14, and this is part three of the book, The Physical Stresses. Talk to us about starving for water.
Yeah, well, before, just conceptually, you know, we've talked about this many times, just but for listeners that are new, the concept of the Gabriel Method is very different than the traditional paradigm that you need to force yourself to eat less, you need to restrict yourself. The concept is that obesity is caused by starvation.
Right.
That is that some type of stress is causing the same chemistry in your body as if you were in a famine, and that's activating your fat programs, a survival program that we all have to get your body to want to hold on to weight. Well, it's not just starving for food. You can be starving on a mental, emotional level. It's really about dealing with starvation. And one of the things that we're chronically starved for is water. We are chronically dehydrated. Mm-hmm. They say that our bodies are 70+% water. And it used to be years ago when we were eating all of our food was live, there was a lot of water. There was a lot of water in fruit and salads. And even when we ate animal flesh, thousands of years ago, when we lived outdoors, there's lots of liquid in the meat because of the blood, and almost all our food had water in it, and so we were getting lots of water. Today, you know, the food that we eat is peanut butter and crackers and things like that, and McDonald's Happy Meals. There's just not a lot of water in that, and we need water more and more for a couple of reasons. We need water to flush out toxins which we may talk about later in the show, because that's the next chapter, but we're swimming in a world of toxins, and we need water to flush those toxins out. We need, we also need water when you're burning fat to flush out the toxic byproduct of the fat burning process. And if you're not getting enough water, your body will shut down the fat burning process. So water is so crucial on so many different levels. And when you are chronically dehydrated, it's a form of stress, a chronic form of stress, that causes the same chemistry or very similar chemistry in your body as if you were chronically starving for food in general. It elevates your cortisol levels and elevates some other hormones called pro-inflammatory cytokines, causes insulin resistance. All of these things happen that are the same things that happen as if you were in a famine. And your body is trying to get you to eat, but really is trying to get you to drink. And a lot of times when we're hungry, we're really chronically thirsty. And your body is giving you a hunger message because there's normally some sort of liquid in food. And we don't realize that actually all we are is just thirsty. So I recommend that you start the day with a couple of glasses of water, and you drink a couple of glasses of water before each meal, and then you drink water pretty much every hour at night after dinner. And sometimes people say to me, well, I'm sleeping, I have to go to the bathroom all night. And I say, well, okay, but guess what? When you're going to the bathroom, what you're eliminating is the byproducts of the fat-burning process. You're actually eliminating fat, and that's how your body does it. Normally, in the beginning, if you're going to, your body loses the ability to burn fat. As I say, when the fat programs are on, the best chance you have of burning fat is if you do it at night before you go to sleep. If you're not eating at night, then while you're sleeping, you're going to be burning fat. But in order to do that, you need to drink a lot of water, because then you're not they've shown that drinking water at night means that you're not going to be hungry, and that water is going to help you flush out the toxic byproducts. And when you get up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, you're going to be eliminating, you're going to be burning fat. That's what right, you're doing. Right. So when you look at it that way and you balance it out, that's a pretty good scenario.
I'm thinking.
But, some experts say that you should drink, I think, a liter of water for every, you know what's funny, Lisa? I don't know if you hear that doorbell right now, but I'm getting water delivered to my door as we speak.
Are you kidding me right now?
I'm not kidding you. As we speak, I'm getting water delivered to me.
Oh my God. At 4 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I need to drink water, you know, so.
Oh my God. What are the chances that you've been on the show for weeks now, months, and you've never had water delivered ever at this time, ever?
I have never delivered water on a radio show, but I'm getting three liters delivered to me right now. And I'm just trying to fill this out. Fine, it's 26.
Okay, that is the craziest thing ever. Do you see this is how it works? This is exactly how it works.
And I'm getting I just got 3 liters delivered, and I guarantee you that within 2 hours, between the show and then about an hour after it, I will have drunken those 3 liters.
Are you kidding?
No. I can't drink water in the morning. My body is so thirsty for water. But everybody's is, and we just don't recognize it. So what happens is you wake up and you want, like, chocolate or something like that or a donut. You want water because we're just swimming in a world of toxins. And my body just always wants water. It just wants to flush out toxins. And if we're not flushing the toxins out, we're storing them in our fat cells.
You did a good job with your body.
And then your body wants you to burn fat. Because that's going to slow down. Because then burning the fat is going to cause you all the toxins in your fat cells to go back into your bloodstream, and your body, and then that's more toxins your body has to deal with. So you need a way of flushing the toxins out of your body, and water's in. And there are times when I just can't drink enough water. I'm just always craving it, and then I get to a certain point where I've had enough. I can feel my joints are fluid, and my body's calm, and whatever hunger I thought I had is gone, because it wasn't real hunger; it was thirst.
That is so interesting. I never even thought about it. So every time you're hungry, get something to drink, some water, and call it a day. And I just cannot still get over that your doorbell rang, and. Yeah. That you were having water delivered just when we're talking about the chapter on water. That is too crazy for me. I just love
it. The show does sort of have a little bit of a magic to it. So.
Oh, it sure does. That is amazing. Well, every time, you know, whenever I've been on diets before and I'm losing weight, I always think every time, you know, drink 64 ounces, eight ounce glasses of water, 64 ounces a day, and it flushes it out. And then for every pound of this, but the way you put it, you're like, listen, get up, drink a couple glasses of water before each meal, drink a couple glasses before you go to bed, drink a couple glasses. And if you think you're hungry, drink some water. And listen, if you still think you're hungry, eat an apple. You know, I don't want to tell you. It's really very simple. But you have done an amazing job of transforming. And that's really the only way to say of transforming your body. It's totally amazing to me. And before we take a break, I want to just, if we can just talk about sleep apnea. Because I know a lot of people starving for sleep and oxygen. When you're overweight, sleep apnea is, it can be very dangerous.
Lisa, sleep apnea is not only dangerous, but sleep apnea will force you to gain weight. And when I say force you, I mean force you to gain weight. And the reason it does is because sleep apnea elevates your cortisol levels. And it's a vicious, vicious cycle. What happens is if you're gaining weight because your fat programs are on because of some sort of mental, emotional, or physical stress, you're gaining weight. You get to a certain point where you gain so much weight that you get sleep apnea. Because the weight of your neck becomes so heavy that it's overcoming your windpipe, collapsing the pressure of your windpipe when you're sleeping. And I had this. I had a 22-inch neck when I was 400 pounds, and all night long, I couldn't breathe. And you don't really necessarily know it when you have sleep apnea, but you're never getting into a deep enough sleep. And so a couple of things happen. One, you're exhausted all the time. Like for me, I was a walking zombie. And I mean, when I say zombie, I would, like, when I'd be driving my car, if I'd stop at a red light, the only time that I would know that the light was green is someone behind me would beep, and I wake
You're
up.
You're so out of
I'd
it.
I fall asleep when I'm talking. I fall asleep in meetings, like when I'm the one talking. And this is so you're a walking zombie when you have sleep apnea, and when you're tired all the time, you're craving junk food because junk food is quick energy. So you're craving junk food all the time. But worse than that is that chemically, what's happening is your cortisol levels are being elevated, and elevated cortisol levels is a signal to turn on the fat programs. If you were starving in a famine, your cortisol levels would go up. Your body would say, oh, we're starving. Let's turn on the fat programs. Let's get fat. Let's protect ourselves from this famine. With this food, eat as much as you can. Slow down your metabolism so that we're not burning calories. Go into fat storage mode so that we can't even burn fat, even if we wanted to, and eat whenever the chance comes. And so these fat programs get activated, and we're in a world of unlimited excess, all-you-can-eat, empty foods, and our body's being tricked into activating this starvation program. That's what's happening. And so when you have this sleep apnea, your body's getting tricked because of the elevated cortisol levels into activating this famine response, and it's a vicious cycle. And you have got to get it taken care of, and it's easy to get taken care of. You go to your doctor and you say, I want to be tested for sleep apnea. And then so you spend a night where they monitor your sleeping patterns. If you have sleep apnea, there's a quick, easy fix. It's a machine called a CPAP machine that blows air into your nose.
I call them vacuum cleaners. They look like a vacuum cleaner.
They do, and they sound like, you know, at least mine, the pressure was so high that it sounded like you're in an airport.
It's like zzzz, right.
But you know what's interesting is you get used to the sound. And then at the end, once I lost the weight, I didn't need the CPAP machine anymore because I didn't have sleep apnea anymore. But
you needed the sound.
And my ex-wife at the time, in order for us to fall asleep, we still had to turn the machine on.
Oh, that's so – or you needed to get a fan. All right, with that said, we're going to be right back. John Gabriel is my guest, the author of The Gabriel Method. We're going to talk about fat and toxins when we get back, and we're also going to finish up talking about Part 3 of the book, The Gabriel Method, Easy Applications of the Principles of Part 3. But we'll cross that bridge when we get to it, but we're going to start applying some of these things. It's very, very simple, folks. Don't go anywhere. This is Lisa J.
Join Mystic Radio with Rob and Alexis Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern and 12 noon Pacific for your free on-air readings right here on The Sky. Founder of Metaphysical Mothering, Robin will answer your metaphysical questions, and she'll channel such spirits as Michael Jackson and Mary Magdalene. Listen and call in Wednesdays, 3 p.m. Eastern Time and noon Pacific for your free on-air readings right here on The Sky. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
that you made of me. Take my hand. My mind reads, all my senses rise. I think of you.
This is CBS Radio. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
You want tribe, y'all? You want tribe, y'all? You want tribe, y'all?
On the air now is The Lisa J. Smith Show. Call now. 248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
All right, John Gabriel is my guest, the author of The Gabriel Method. Lots to still talk about today, John, so I hope you're up. You we're talking about now fat and toxins, and we're going out of your book, The Gabriel Method, doing our weight loss challenge, fat and toxins. And you say this, and I have this underlined because it just makes so much sense. Our Stone Age bodies are not equipped to deal with Space Age poisons. Sometimes in your body's attempt to neutralize poisons, it may inadvertently create new substances that are even more toxic than the original chemicals. It's not your body's fault. It's doing the best it can to deal with things that don't even occur in nature. That's very powerful.
Yeah. Well, that's the reality of the situation.
I mean, that is very powerful. It's not your body's fault. It's doing the best it can to deal with things that don't even occur in nature. Fat and toxins. And you go on, and I mean, this is an important chapter. You talk about medications and female hormone replacement therapy and food additives and artificial sweeteners and vaccinations and radiation. And it just goes on. And when you really look at all of that, we think to ourselves, I was thinking about it this weekend. I just wonder in 100 years, even 50 years, it may not even take that long, with all the cell phones and everything that we're using, really what we're doing to our brains and to our bodies. And it's just, we won't know for a while. I think we already do, but really scientifically, no. I think it's amazing. So what you talk about, the solution for toxicity, what do we do?
Well, you have to sort of look at your body and say, what's my body designed for? And your body's designed to live ideally like on a tropical island where live food, real foods like fruits, nuts, salads, fish, chicken, and clean air, clean water. That's what we're designed for. So the more you can go back to helping your body live in a life that's as similar to what it's designed for, the more everything's going to flow for you. So, for example, I'm in a hotel in Perth, but I know when I go down to have breakfast, I know that I'm going to try to find some sort of fruit and salad and meat that's preferably organic. I'm not going to be eating a lot of foods that are heavily pesticide and heavily processed. I'm not going to be drinking tap water. But this is kind of automatic at this point. But you want to be, as much as possible, eating organic food, growing your own food, drinking shots of things that have live chlorophyll in it, like green juices and wheatgrass juice. They have live chlorophyll that will help flush out toxins. Another good way to help flush out toxins is in your water, add either lemon or apple cider vinegar. It makes the water, even though they're acid, it makes the water have more of an alkaline and cleansing effect on your body. So you want to be sort of cleansing your body as much as possible by drinking water, by eating organic as much as possible. And when it comes to medications, which you mentioned, always kind of asking your doctor and making sure, do I really, really need the medication? Is there any other alternative? Because doctors are now trained to say the solution is always a pill. And that's also sort of not even, a lot of doctors aren't even aware of it, but, and it's not even their fault, but medical schools are funded by drug companies. Right. And so the research The research grants come from the drug companies. So when you're looking for solutions, you're thinking pill.
Right.
And the pill is usually, whatever pill it is usually there to take care of the symptom but not the root cause. For example, with type 2 diabetes, the solution is a pill, oftentimes, that elevates your insulin levels. That's great to lower your blood sugar, but it actually makes the type 2 diabetes worse, because the real problem with type 2 diabetes is that your body's not listening to insulin, not that you don't have insulin. So how to get your body to listen to insulin, that's a totally different situation. But you can do it by going to a less stressful, more natural life. And I have had many people that used to have type 2 diabetes. The doctor has now taken off the medication. But in any situation that you have, any health-related situation, instead of just unconsciously and instinctively looking for whatever pill will solve it, to try to see what more natural solutions there are. And living a life, as I'm describing, where you're eating more organic foods and more drinking more water and living a lower stressful life, often the solution will just present itself, because the solution is often stress and toxins. And then we take and every type of pill or drug is a form of toxin.
This just makes so much sense. It's so much common sense. It really is. Do you have to go, or can you stay on the line, or do you have to run? Because I know it's early there, and you have to get back to sleep.
It would be lovely to get back to sleep.
All right, that's what I figured. Well, listen, we're going to talk. You're going to be back next Monday at 4 o'clock Eastern time, 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm sorry. Hey, you chose to move to Australia, John. I don't know what to tell you.
But Lisa, you know, I love you, and I love the show. But normally I get at least 5 or 6 hours of sleep. When I do the radio show, it just so happens that I flew into Perth at 12 o'clock at night, and I've had.
I know. Well, I'm going to let you off the hook early, but there's still lots to go in the Gabriel method. So, John, you go back to sleep. Go drink your 3 liters of water. And thank you so much for being here. I can't wait to talk with you next week. Everybody get ready for the next part of the book. And I'll talk about that more when we get back from the break. So, John, thank you. Go back to sleep. You are awesome. GabrielMethod.com. Go check it out during the spiritual news. When we come back, I am here to give you messages from spirit. The rest of the show for the next hour, I am all yours. 248-545-7685. Call me, ask me whatever it is you want to know. I am here to give you messages from spirit. This is Lisa J. Smith.